Something for the weekend. It's Trina here, and our organising expert, Sarah Reynolds from Organised Chaos, is back in studio talking today about shopping for furniture and storage and the practical tips that we need to think about before you go out and buy. Actually, recently, I've been offered a lot of furniture from a certain relative who happens to be my sister. So she wants to get rid of all the stuff out of her house because she's realised she's got too many cabinets and too many things in the toy room. Sometimes, yeah, you can have too many, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with furniture, you know, they can be quite large and they take up so much space. You know, less is more usually when it comes
to
furniture.
She thought, though, she was doing her best by getting all this furniture to store the toys and to store everything. But then you realise it's too much.
Yeah, the key is that, you see, sometimes we tend to think that storage is going to solve our clutter issue. But in actual fact, sometimes we have to remove the storage, what your sister's doing.
Yeah, okay.
Not always the answer.
Into my house. Okay, so what do we do then? What is your advice before we go shopping for furniture and storage? I know you told us before we should always get the storage after we do the declutter.
Yes, declutter first, storage second. Once we have decluttered, let's assume we've all decluttered and it's looking fabulous, and now we're going to go storage shopping because, let's face it, that's the best part. So you want to measure, okay? You have to measure. So if you know that you're looking at your kitchen cabinets, for example, make sure you're measuring the shelves, all the cupboards, same with your wardrobe, so that when you go and buy your containers or your boxes, they're actually going to fit and you're not going to be left with containers that become clutter. Also, it's very important for larger pieces of furniture. For example, I was only with a client yesterday and he bought a sofa and the sofa is too big for the room, essentially. There's a sofa and two armchairs. So we were discussing that he'll have to sell one of the armchairs. So that was a case of not measuring before buying.
Okay, and it totally ruins the look, doesn't it, of the room?
It's just very overbearing and there's not enough air in the room.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of storage, what do you think we all need to get?
I always go storage shopping with the item in mind. So usually when people go shopping, they think, okay, I'm going to get a couple of boxes, I'm going to get some containers, get some turntables, etc. But what you have to do is shop with the category in mind. So shop with the item in mind. So I need something for my shoes. Okay, great. How many pairs of shoes have you got? Actually count them, which is my next tip. Okay, I need something for my handbags. Great. How many handbags have you got? Count the handbags, even if you get up to 100. So
you sound like you're there.
I'm speaking from experience.
Talking about a friend.
Asking for a friend, exactly. So go, like, you know, I need something for my jewellery. Know what category of item you're shopping for as opposed to the storage you think will work. Mason jars and that, we always think of those for the kitchen, but they can be beautiful for night lights, or they can be, you know, I've used them in a laundry for holding the liquid taps, etc.
Oh, lovely.
So it just, you can be really creative with your storage.
I think a lot of us buy the big boxes, don't we, for storage, and we store things away never to be seen again. That's a risky thing to do as well.
Exactly, because you want to match the size of your storage with, first of all, the size of your available space, which is why we measure as well, but also the size of your category, which is why we declutter first. So, for example, if you go out and you buy a box that's too big and then you throw, for example, small toys into it, then the kids are just going to throw any old toy into it and all of a sudden things are lost and it just doesn't fit. So if you have a small category, you need a small container. If you've got a large category, you obviously need a large container. But we don't tend to think of that. We just think, oh, I need storage. Oh, yeah. I need boxes. And then we have it and we fill it with whatever needs that home. So you have to be a little bit more strategic and think through the size and shapes that are being created in your home.
When it comes to, say, bedroom furniture, what do you think about these bedside lockers? Are they kind of a waste of space? I know that my ones just end up full of paperwork and magazines and all that.
Yeah, like, I mean, bedside lockers are grand. I don't have one in my apartment, actually. I opted for floating shelves to save space. We had bought quite a large bed and so we opted for a larger bed and therefore got floating shelves to act as our locker.
But that meant that you weren't building up all the clutter on the bedside locker. That sounds great.
Yeah. So there's only a specific amount of things that are needed on a bedside locker. Everything else goes out and redistributed throughout the rest of the house.
And then with the wardrobe, you know, a lot of people have these freestanding wardrobes that don't really fit into their bedroom, and they're probably wasting a lot of space.
Yeah, like a freestanding wardrobe is fine if you don't have any wardrobes in your room. Freestanding wardrobes can take up a lot of space. They're awkward. They're usually not very sturdy. So therefore, it's very hard to keep items organized on it. We tend to, you know, fling a jumper over them, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're looking all cluttered. And this again impacts our space. So they are great for maybe spare rooms or something like that. But really with wardrobes, you want to get your actual wardrobes working well and organized so that you remove the need for a freestanding rail.
Yeah, I'm very jealous because a family member is after getting those amazing, you know, the sliding door wardrobes that has every type of storage you can imagine.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, aren't they?
Oh yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous. And like, there's nothing like an organised wardrobe. It just starts your day off so well.
She said that already. She said, I'm already wearing clothes that I'd forgotten about.
This is it.
Because I can see what I have.
Yes, you shop your own wardrobe. You know, you go shopping in your own wardrobe. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So there you have it. Some tips on shopping for furniture and storage. Think about this before you go out and buy with Sarah Reynolds from Organised Chaos. And how can we contact you, Sarah, to declutter our homes?
Yeah, if you pop over to organisedchaos.ie.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.